Welcome to part two in the interview with Tony Lashbrook, in which he talks about Truckee's unique asset as a real working town and the authenticity that comes with it.
So there's a fundamental change occurring across the landscape, across the global landscape. And there's a fundamental change that's occurring in Truckee, at least fundamentally different from the trajectory that you talked about over the course of 25 years of fairly consistent development opportunity and the financial opportunities that go with that. I guess this is a different angle on a similar question having to do with now the global context. I talked about it in the Sierra context and in the Northern Sierra context, and your response was a real working town where real people live and have families. In the global context, how does Truckee as a community see itself as unique or allied with other communities in terms of a role to play and assets to contribute?
Well, I think our geographic placement, you know, it's unique, and I think that's what's drawn investors here in the past, that we've got an alpine community with access to world-class mountain experiences that's within driving distance to 14 million people, one of the strongest economic engines in the world in the Silicon Valley. The Pacific Rim is still, you know, even with the changes in dynamics in the Pacific, is an economic engine of the world, and we're right there. You know, we're positioned differently than Colorado or Idaho. It's a different environment, and that economy is rubbing up against us all the time. Mm-hmm. And they're here. They come here to enjoy themselves. They may come here because they have a second home, and in the current economy, so much of work that's produced is flexible in terms of location. There's this opportunity to that people are experiencing to run a business or access their business while being in a place that they're really attracted to. Mm-hmm. So that creates a responsibility on the town to making sure that the quality of life here is attractive to the people that might want to bring their business, jobs, investment to this community, at the same time providing the opportunity for that to occur. So it's this balance of mm-hmm. protecting authenticity, protecting our environment. The environment is the economy here in the Truckee Tahoe area, while providing opportunity. And Truckee, you know, because we don't have the environmental restrictions of Lake Tahoe, we've got the opportunity of space, infrastructure, control of our own destiny, but we've got those challenges. How do we provide opportunity at the same time protect what it is that draws people here, to live here, to play here, to invest here? So that's the planning challenge.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the, I'm sure you've had extensive conversations in the community context about opportunity and challenge. And in addition to what you've shared with us, which I'm sure is informed by years of those discussions, are there highlights that rise out of that community discussion that you can share with us?
There are. If you go back in time to 30, 40 years ago, before the town incorporated, so we were under county, Nevada County was our governing structure, so that, and this is my own opinion, but the mode of maintaining our small town character and authenticity was, let's put development where nobody can see it, right? So it was hiding it. It was making it look like it wasn't part of the community. It was somewhere else. And our neighbor. So the result of that is we have this very sprawling community of 34 square miles. Our most largest residential neighborhoods are kind of flung to the edges, mm-hmm. With a downtown in the middle. So from a current planning thinking standpoint, that's not very smart. You know, a lot of vehicle miles traveled, a lot of resources used to serve that amount of development, lots of roads per you know, per capita, et cetera. Expensive to maintain, expensive to build. So we shifted that a little bit and said, no, if it's right, we can have more intensity, more development in places like our downtown. And that, you know, that doesn't challenge our downtown. That creates additional opportunity. Get people living there. Not that many people live downtown right now. There's not that much opportunity. They can live there, shop there, eat there, hang out there. People can also come from the Tahoe Donners and other artist camps and enjoy our downtown. So it builds up. We can create a complete community in our downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the whole notion behind the Truckee Rail Yard, really doubling the size of our downtown. That wasn't Rick Holliday's idea. That wasn't Tony's idea. That was a community idea that came out of, to this day, the most ambitious public involvement process we've ever embarked on in the creation of the downtown vision plan and downtown specific plan. So that was really a community idea that is now, 17 years ago that was germinated.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen that moving in a very positive direction. We just haven't seen really bricks and mortar yet.
Mm-hmm. So that comes out of the community discussion. You sort of lose the opportunity of, you know, big investment at the same time everybody else does. And then the redevelopment tool is taken out of your toolbox, at least for the time being, as it is taken out of everyone's in California. Are people still there with that vision? Do people still embrace it from that community process?
Well, it was 2009 when the Rail Yard Master Plan was approved by the council, and to this day, in 30 plus years of government service, I've never seen a development project with that kind of public support.
Mm-hmm.
What I get asked is, well, when is it going to start? Well, I'm glad that didn't happen. I don't hear that. I hear, when is it going to start? So there's still a lot of momentum behind that. But I think there's also realism that, we've got inventory to plow through. We've got other issues to deal with before we're going to see private investment happening.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I look around at what's happening this summer. It's only July, 8th or 9th as we speak. It looks like people are here. And I think that, that in Truckee, like it or not, tourism leads to second home interest, which leads mm-hmm. to economic development.
Right.
It's our economy. And we're still trying to figure out how that all ties together. But I think it's a good thing that people are here and enjoying our area. I think that will bode well for future private investment.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, thanks so much for your time today, and we look forward to talking to you again, and good luck in all of your work and with all of the ambitions of the town of Truckee.
Thanks.
This is the end of part two. This is the end of the two-part interview with Tony Lashbrook, manager of the town of Truckee. Thank you for listening at tahoeproject.org.